Blackstone presents For Those Who Are Lost, a novel by Julia Brown Thomas. This book is read by Marisa Carlin. To Sherry, for the time when we were lost. Part 1. Chapter 1. June 1940. Lily. It doesn't make for sanity, does it, living with the devil? Daphne du Maurier, Rebecca. He told her she could not go, therefore she would go. Lily Carey stood in her bedroom, inspecting her image in the tall oval mirror that had belonged to her grandmother. She wore her best frock, and over it, she slipped on her emerald green coat, buttoning the cloth buttons and tying the sash about her narrow waist. She adjusted the beret on her head, smoothing the auburn locks back from her face. Giving herself a critical last look, she opened her handbag to make certain everything was in order. Her papers, a shiny gold compact mirror, her favorite lip rouge, a few letters tied with blue ribbon. Snapping it shut, she turned to inspect the valise on the bed to see if she had forgotten anything, because she wasn't coming back. Inside, she had packed a few dresses, her best nightgown and wrap, a new pair of stockings, her mother's gold charm bracelet, and an umbrella. Britain would be as wet as Guernsey, perhaps wetter. Lily started to close the case, and then opened it again, reaching for a book on the dresser. Rebecca, by Daphne du Maurier. It was a new copy. She had worn out the last one, and it had only been published 2 years earlier. For a moment, she twisted the diamond ring on her finger, wondering if she should remove it, deciding not to. She could sell it if she needed money. Closing the case, she went downstairs and set it by the front door. The house was silent. Lily turned and walked through each of the rooms slowly, as if to seal them in her memory. She had lived there since the day she married Ian. Though it was even grander than she imagined, she had loved it from the first moment she had seen it. Her parents had been delighted at her good fortune. They were innocents, of course, who believed having money was the key to happiness and a good life. Lily had been disabused of that notion almost from the start. What was a home without love, she wondered, but an empty shell? It had become an unbearable situation. Glancing at her watch, she went into Ian's study to give it a final look. She loved that room in particular. The marble fireplace with the clock over the mantel, the leather-bound books lining the shelves along the wall, the sturdy leather chair where Ian sat in the evenings, smoking his pipe and reading the newspaper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?